Hello, my friends. Jacob's here one more time. I'm glad that you pressed the play button for me because this is for those of you that have been watching for a long period of time, and for those of you who are new, thank you for coming. I hope that you subscribe. At the end of this show, I promise you, you will subscribe. All right, you'll check for notifications too, because if you've been here for a while, you know that there's something that I've been laboring for many years over, and it is going to be revealed at the end, and it's going to blow your mind. I mean, I literally said hallelujah. I don't think I've ever had anything happen to me in my life where I'm like, oh, praise God, hallelujah. Like, this is the way I've been for probably the last hour since this happened. On a day unlike any other day. Today, it's Rosh Hashanah, which I don't know if you're Jewish or whatever, but you probably know the holiday. That's why the Dan and Ethan are going to be home tomorrow and the next day, because it starts on the 2nd and it ends on the 4th. That's Noah's birthday, by the way. My big boy Noah, my firstborn. Noah, that's right. He's October 4th, so make sure that you leave a happy birthday, Noah, which is ironic because you're going to find out that Noah's birthday, today and a lot of other things coming together the way they do today, with the way that things are in the world, with what's going on in Israel, and we're waiting for that. Well, Rosh Hashanah begins. It's called the head of the year. It's the beginning of something new. And I'm telling you, for a lot of people that are good, for a lot of people that have been struggling, we are going to be in for something good. But there's going to be something bad that's going to be waiting for the bad figs, if you know what I mean. You'll see. It's all coming together. It's all coming together. It's insane to me this morning that I woke up out of the blue and I'm like, hey, you know, I think it's Rosh Hashanah today. I had the desire to take the ram's horn, go outside on my neighborhood and just sound it, because you're supposed to, by custom, you're supposed to read, you know, and study, and then you're supposed to go at least blast the horn 30 times, as I did. Blowing of the ram's horn is a huge, huge deal. I actually, at the end of that little YouTube short, I put a passage that has to do with Gilead and the walls coming down, because this is an essay that I wrote many years ago, Will the Wall Fall? And with everything that's happening in the Middle East right now, I wonder, is this more of a spiritual thing, or is it there a possibility that we could see, you know, just devastation in this area? That's not what this show's about. I'm not even going to focus on that, because the wall that's fallen in our life, it's much bigger than that. You're going to find by the end of this show, with all that, there are so many heavenly events that are happening at the exact same time that it's beyond coincidence. Today is also, there's an eclipse. I don't know if you knew this. There's an eclipse over guess what islands? The Easter Islands. That's right. There's going to be a ring of fire. So there's a ring of fire eclipse that's going down over the Eastern Islands. It's an annular eclipse. And, you know, Christmas Island and Easter Island, but Easter Island being the primary place. And Easter, of course, we know it means resurrection, even though that the name comes from Ishtar and a lot of other things, but it means resurrection. So the fact that there is a solar eclipse going on now on the Easter Islands on the same day as Rosh Hashanah, there's something to it. But for whatever reason, I'm thinking to myself, there's more to this story. And I think about when I learned that I had an interesting eclipse that took place on my 12th birthday. And also an interesting comet that just showed up out of the blue when I was 12. When I was 12, do you know what happened? I gave my life really to God. There's a reason why in my novel, The Calling, which, by the way, you can get a copy on Amazon.com. You should read this book. This is an important fiction. It's an allegory that's actually about you. And there's a lot of hidden stuff to it. But the lead character is 12 years old for a reason. Because when I was 12, that's when I gave my life to God. And when I turned 12, on June 11th, 1971, there was a comet that came out of the blue. But there was also a solar eclipse. A solar eclipse, a total solar eclipse, which is rare, directly over the Christmas Islands. It's ironic that at 12 years of age, which is when Jesus goes into the temple to begin teaching, 12 years of age, which is the lead character of my novel, Thomas, 12 years old, where Christ comes into the temple and begins schooling the scholars. Christ comes into me and begins, but it takes a long period of time before that ministry takes off. It takes a long period of time before the day that we're in now. So there was a comet that just showed up named Iris Araki Alcott. It was discovered on May 11th, 1 month exactly before my birthday, closest to the Earth on my birthday. The comet's name, I've talked about this on the show, Araki means new tree or new wood from a new tree. And Alcott means old cottage. And I told everybody, I said, this is during my Fudgy the Whale days on my birthday, when I had the Fudgy the Whale birthday cake when I turned 53. I had explained about this comet, this surprise comet that showed up, that was visible to the naked eye, that it was a symbol that God was saying that, you know, we are trees, if you will, and that there's going to be a new tree for the old cottage. The kingdom of God is going to be fresh and new again. Now, why is this so incredible to me? Well, because there's a comet right now. A huge comet. A comet that hasn't been here since the dawn of man. 80,000 years ago or whatever. I don't know about the math. But what I'm saying is, from Neanderthal times, this comet hasn't been here, and now it is directly in between the sun and the earth. So you have this messenger, this gigantic comet coming to the earth. Same day, there is also an eclipse over the Easter Islands. And I think to myself, well, I think, Lord, I was so young. And now I'm much older now. It's like, is there some symbolism and some meaning to the time in between the dates of the comet right now, which is called Sushishan Atlas. Sushishan, I think that's how you pronounce it. But in Chinese, get this, because we're always waiting for the mountain of God, right? The mountain of God. And when Christ comes, what is he dressed as? He's right in scarlet and purple. That's why I put the elephant's purple. That's why the light bulb's purple. Because it's a symbol of Christ. It's a symbol of royalty. So you have this purple mountain that is appearing between the heavens and the earth, between the sun and the earth, directly in between, and you can see it. You can see it. So I think there's got to be some kind of correlation. So I do the math, and it comes, it's 41 years from that comet and that solar eclipse on Christmas Island that took place when I was 12. 41 years, 3 months, 22 days to today. To today. And I say to myself, well, Lord, what is so significant about 41? Because this is what I do in my life, right? I have faith, and I do pray, and I do seek, because I know that people need to know that there's more. If you're putting your faith in this system is about to blow up. You can tell, right? But you put your faith in God. And when you finish this video and you see the miracle, the literal miracle, literal miracle, probably the most amazing thing that's happened to me in my life just happened to me today on Rosh Hashanah, and you're all here to be a part of it. Isn't it 41 years that after being in the wilderness for 40 years and that they entered the promised land? 41, I think, my goodness. Wasn't Goliath the giant troubling the armies of Israel? Wasn't the enemies of Israel, that means the enemies, those the things that have come and have hurt our life, because really those giants are like, I got to worry about this and I got to worry about that. Those giants, they tormented us 40 days. On the 41st day, guess what happens? David comes down. I just did that show. If you haven't seen that show, go back and watch my David and Goliath show, because it's happening now. On the 41st day, Goliath is done. And they're using the Goliath sling in the news right now. Quinky dinky do. My son Noah's turning 24 years old. So my boy, I'm so incredibly proud of him. Literally sitting in my old desk at the mattress store right now. Had a $16,000 day yesterday. He came home. He was like, I did like $16,000. That's like a lot of money. That's like a lot of money, you know, in commission. He's helping people find rest, and he's doing it the right way, and he's a good moral man, and God is blessing him. Anywhere he goes, in the worst store, it's his birthday, 24 years old. Got a 96 on the test for the police, because we need people like my son that are in those organizations. Noah, the flood that we've been talking about, the flood that just happened. Do you know when it stopped raining? On the 41st day. I'm saying the rain, it's stopping. It's stopping. Talking about Fudgy the Whale, how many times, right? Well, Jonah delivered a doom and gloom message of the days to come. Kind of like I did in the beginning when I said you better get your act together or else. A doom and gloom message. Until recently, I realized and I felt like no matter how bad it gets, we're going to be okay. A doom and gloom message for 40 days. On the 41st day, guess what happened? God repented. And he gave him another chance. Jesus was fasting for 40 days. He didn't have any food or water, which is really what he said my food was the word of God, the truth he had. He for 40 days and 40 nights when he was tempted. On the 41st day, his ministry became monumental. After his resurrection, and we have an eclipse right now over Easter Island, 41 years after my 12th birthday in that eclipse. After his resurrection, 40 days after, on the 41st day, God poured out his spirit on all of those Israelites. That's all those that are serving Christ. That's all of you. I was trying to include you in the story because you're in the story. This is about us. After Moses, you know, messed everything up. He thought he was doing God's will. He thought he was going to save the people. It's just kind of like when I started my channel. I thought I was going to do it right. And I did a bunch of stuff. I just, you know, how Moses killed Egyptians. I give Russell Brand a hard time about his tighty-whities. After I did that, after I killed these Egyptians, if you will, because they're tormenting the Israelites, God's people, guess what happens? On the 41st day, God gives Moses another chance. And he says, it's time for you to rescue the people that are in bondage. It's time. Do you feel it? All of these things coming together. And I decide today, I think to myself, you know what I'm going to do? Because, you know, I had the backyard is just such a mess this year. There's so many things wrong with it. The liner, the pools, because it's such an old, you know, liner. It was like a foreclosed house. The liner was just a mess to begin with. But I need that replaced. All of the things I'm thinking, you know what? It's Rosh Hashanah. I blew the shofar. Maybe it's time to go check on the old fig tree. You know, the fig tree that I've been, over the years, I've been nurturing. The fig tree that had termites on it one year. That just died completely, and all the branches became bare and white, and I got so angry because I thought I was doing such a bad thing. I thought God wasn't with me, and I broke all the branches. Shared that video with you. The fig tree that just kept coming back, but it wouldn't produce fruit year after year after year. And then last year, I decide I'm going to cover it. I'm going to cover this fig tree for the winter this time. And I'm going to pray and I'm going to believe because of the eclipses and because of all the things, because it's been 41 years, Lord, since I gave my life to you. That one day maybe there'll be fruit on the tree. And what happened next shook me to the core. Just like life, we can have a lot of stuff that can grow into our space. And as you can see, this healthy, strong fig tree, this is a good sign for me. In the book of Jeremiah, God has a conversation with the prophet, and he says to the prophet, "What do you see?" And he saw two baskets of figs. He saw one group of figs was very healthy, all over the tree, very green, very beautiful, very filled with life and potential. But then there was another group of figs that was rotten to the core. Rotten to the core. God asked, "What do you see?" And this is a vision of the end times, right? So what do you see? "I see two baskets of figs. I see two groups of individuals. One group is producing good fruit, and the other is producing the most corrupt fruit." And God promises in Jeremiah, he promises by those who have the fruit and the good fruit on that tree. He says to Jeremiah, he says of those that have the good fruit, he says, "I will make them a people. I will be their God. I'll dwell in their midst. I'm going to deliver them. They've been captive. I'm going to deliver them. I'm going to set them free. They're to me, they will be a special people." This is what God says. God promises those of the good fig tree that he would deliver them. He would deliver them from where they've been slaves and captives. But of the corrupt tree, of those with the wicked fruit, oh, it's not going to be so great for them. The fig tree has long been a symbol of the end times. You know, you see the leaf, you know, when it's green, you see the sweet, the green fruit of the tree. This fig tree that I've been growing and hoping would come back to life, this is the first year, and the fruit, it's ripe. And I can't believe that I can actually eat this in front of you right now. This is the first time this has ever happened. This is the first time. I didn't expect this. I didn't expect this at all. And I'm doing this on Rosh Hashanah. Oh my God, and it's delicious. This is the first time I've ever eaten a fig. And I eat a ripe fig from my fig tree that has been surrounded by seagrass and the thorns. After 41 years since I turned 12 years old, where I gave my life to God, and I'm eating the fruit of the tree. All I gotta do is pull back those dead leaves, get rid of them. What a day today is. What a day. This is too much. Did you feel that? That's from Jeremiah 24, the baskets of figs, the good and the bad. Just so happens that this happened at the time where Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, carried away captive the kings of Judah. And sort of like world leaders today that are in charge, that come in, that are kings, captivate people to follow after them. In that day, Jeremiah said, God says, "What do you see, Jeremiah? What do you see?" And he saw two sets of baskets. Some of them very, very bad. Some of them very, very good. And that was the most delicious fruit I think I've ever eaten in my life. And the fruit on that tree, in my opinion, thanks be to God, is very, very good, which tells me we are doing okay, and things for us, they may be hard, but they're going to get better. They're going to get better so long as we do the right thing. All right. I love each and every one of you. I think that you should celebrate this. This is never, for the first time in a long time, I'm so hopeful. And I hope that you hit the like button. I hope you share this video around, you subscribe. On this channel, I share my heart. I'm very sincere. I'm willing to put myself out there and look silly. I didn't expect to eat. In fact, I was talking to Lance on the phone earlier, and I told him, I said, I got so many figs on the tree, but none of them are ripe, because I thought those figs had to be like looking all black. But then I read in the Song of Solomon, that the beauty of those green figs and how important it is and how much God cares for them, that they would just return. If you haven't prayed, if you haven't asked God for the truth, no matter what the cost, do it. Forgive, love, live a better life, and tell everybody about the channel, and get yourself a copy of The Calling at Amazon.com, some of the merch. If you're a witness like me, right, we're supposed to be witnesses, get this. You go to the description of the video. All this stuff supports the channel. My patrons were the first to get me eating that fig tree fruit. Because I just felt like I needed to give them something special. Because, you know, it's because of people like you that support the channel by sharing and liking, by, you know, and donating and becoming partners and everything that you do. It's all thanks be to God. And I just wanted to share this. I hope you rejoice with me. Because you've been watching me over the years with this tree. I ate fruit today on Rosh Hashanah during a total solar eclipse on Easter, resurrection, the Easter Island, while there's a comet named the Purple Mountain, which hasn't been here since the dawn of time, directly between a mediator between the sun and the earth, taking place exactly 41 years, 3 months, and 22 days from my 12th birthday, where I gave my life to God. It's a miracle. It's a miracle after all. Enjoy the trailer.
September 10th. Mars hangs closer to the Earth than it has in 6,000 years. Like the light that led men from the east to a child in a manger, it could well be a sign of good things to come. Thomas James shall be his name. The world will change because of him. In the small town of Bethel, in a time not unlike our own, a child with a great purpose is born. Years later, alienated by his peers and abused, Thomas suffers a devastating loss. When it appears he has nothing left to live for in the world, this is when his true calling begins. While trying to escape the sinister powers that be, a terrifying vision haunts him. Miraculous events seem to follow the peculiar young man as he struggles to come to terms with what he was born to do. The stage is set. The time is at hand. The truth will rise and a revolution will begin. The startling revelation of who Thomas James is, truly, will change the lives of those around him and set off a chain of events long ago foretold. There is more to this novel than one might think. Inside these pages hides a treasure just waiting to be discovered. So if you've ever wondered if there's more to life, or why it is we suffer, then this story will not only captivate you, it may just open your eyes to a truth that could set you free. Find out what is in us all that makes us heed the calling.